Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
The whole world is laughing at us. And the media's not going to tell you that. But they are. They are. Folks, an unbelievable thing is going on right now, and I'll explain this as the show unfolds today. You don't probably realize what you're watching. Many people don't at the time that history unfolds because it goes in slow motion. But in rear view, it's easy to see. Do you know what you're watching right now? And it is a remarkable thing. And the echoes of it will reverberate for the rest of our lives. You're watching the emergence of Russia as a world superpower. That's what you're watching. There was one thing Russia needed to be a world superpower. That was the Nord 2. They got it. Joe Biden gave it to them. And this is why one of the most remarkable things you're seeing here right now. Let me just read this headline just to kind of give you. OK, so you understand what Europe is basically umbrella ruled by the EU. OK, Germany is the de facto leader of the EU. Then France after that in terms of power players. Right. Or they were. They were. Russia is now the de facto ruler of Europe. Right now, in terms of superpower status, we are persona non grata. We began to forfeit and give that up in Afghanistan, at least symbolically. But this is the real deal. Here's how you can see this in this headline. SAS, talking about Ben Sass, because Ben Sass said it. Germany has de facto exited NATO. What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course they did. That's because Germany sees no future with the U.S. They want to build a relationship of global influence with Russia. This is a major, folks, I can't tell you how big of a deal this is. This is a major realignment of world powers we haven't seen since World War II. That's happening right now. Joe Biden's driving the bus. And everybody who is an interested party has paid him off via Hunter. Everyone. So his job is to sit by. And Joe Biden is doing things right now that you turn on Fox News and all the policy experts. Wah, Joe Biden doesn't make any sense. Court, no, that makes perfect sense. We don't own him. They do. They bought him. Our intel agencies allowed them to. So Ben Sass saying Germany has de facto exited NATO. He said that on Hugh Hewitt's show. He's absolutely right. This is Senator Ben Sass. So let me tell you what happened here with Germany. And this is a very simple explanation. If you invest in energy, you'll know that. Germany, France, and the rest thought they'd try green energy. It did not work. It was an absolute, utter, and abysmal failure. So they converted back. And have been converting back to natural gas. We're about to destroy our energy sector, trying what already failed in Germany and France. But anyway, and so as they have converted back and Germany has re-embraced its role as a manufacturing powerhouse, they've become more dependent on Russia. And so that there's the first Nord pipeline's gone there. It's taken them their gas, right? Their natural gas. Well, so the second Nord, too, has already been built to put in the ground. When the gas flows, Russia owns Europe. They own Europe. They will assume the role we once played influence-wise as a superpower. Joe Biden sold that to them for, as best I can tell, a few million dollars to Hunter. There's probably more grift out there. There's probably more cash we don't know right now because the Secret Service is hiding 3 years' worth of travel records of Hunter and Joseph. We don't know who he met with, which makes it harder to track the deals, the graft and the money. We just found another $31 million from China. That was on Fox News yesterday. This is in addition to the other deals. This is an absolute direct from China to Hunter, not really even for any sort of services, really, cash payment. Okay, so if you look at everything that's happened in the last year, it begins to make sense. China wanted Afghanistan for the raw earth materials. Absolutely. There could not be any way to allow Afghanistan to fall under control of European powers who also had a presence there. And so the only way to do that was to collapse the nation so China could roll in. That's what Joe did. Joe did what China did. So what happened, Afghanistan looked like chaos, but it was not. It was a controlled demolition. That was meant and bent to put the Taliban in charge. That was absolutely the outcome they wanted, so that China could then do business with them. That was why it was key for the Taliban to be left the military equipment so they could subdue and control the country. We didn't want to have what happened in Libya with, you know, warring tribes fighting each other. We wanted a controlled collapse and then the country handed over to China so that we could then buy the rare earth metals from them to make the cars, the electric cars that we're going to mandate, make up our fleet. So you're watching. This is on purpose. It's the controlled demolition of U.S. as a superpower and the elites get paid. That's what you're watching right now. But you're watching Russia take the stage in the European theater as the world superpower alongside China. We are three right now. We're number three, very distant third. Now, here's the thing. I'm not sure that's a bad thing. I mean, for the people of the world, given the poison that is our woke culture, the poison that is our destructiveness when it comes to energy policy and the energy policies we demand of our allies. I think that Germany and France, they're going to be better off. They're going to have a more competitive edge, going to be better manufacturing-wise to be under the thrall of Russia than us. We are a very, very destructive force in the world right now. So I'm not going to say it's a bad thing. I'm just telling you we're done. We are done. We, as far as Europe is concerned, and you know, I'm leaving the Eastern Bloc countries out here, obviously. But as far as Europe is concerned, we are not a superpower anymore. And this is what you're watching right now. This is what you're watching with Ukraine. This is when you're watching Germany. Ukraine asked them to sell them, munitions, defense stuff. Germany is the number four manufacturer of that in the world. They said no. What are we doing? We're delivering it. We're on the outside. We're like that not so popular girl trying to get into the cool club, standing around the edges, but not able to get in. That's us. The cool club now in Europe, France, Germany, and the superpower over Europe, Russia, and China. Mainly Russia, though. I would say at this point, Russia more dominant in Europe than China. And that is because Europe, with the Nord 2, which Joe gave them, is now almost totally dominated by Russia. And energy. And it's going to be the Russian century in Europe. That's what that is. We are on the outside. We didn't have to be, but we are. So that's where we are. And this is only year one of the Biden presidency. So I'm year two, three. I can't even imagine at this point.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.